Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. Since 1998, Albany International Airport has distinguished itself within the Northeast and throughout the United States as a beacon for the arts in the Capital Region. The Art and Culture Program has become a cornerstone for showcasing the breadth and quality of the arts throughout the region and has made the airport a busy hub not only for travel, but also for celebrating and learning about local culture. Today we learn about a beautiful new exhibition called Folk Modern, which will be on display through May 8th, 2016, and has its public reception this Friday, the 23rd, from 5:30 to 7:30. Folk art reflects the creative traditions of a community or culture, and its practitioners strive to achieve the highest standards of their craft. Here to tell us more, we welcome Sharon Bates, Director, Art and Culture Program of the Arts and Culture Program at the Albany International Airport. Thank you very much for being here, Sharon. Always good to have you on the program.
Thanks, Joe. It's great to be here.
And Kathy Greenwood joins us. She's the curatorial assistant for the program at Albany International Airport. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
A delight to meet you as well. So let's talk, Sharon, about how this came about. How did you decide that, okay, this is something we want to do. We want to take folk, modern, put them together and show what we have in the region.
Well, like many of the shows that we have curated over the years, Kathy and I sit around talking about what interests us. And over the years, we have met a lot of artists. And as part of our job, we go out and we make studio visits and we encounter artists in their workspaces. And so for this particular show, we had a fortuitous meeting of a gentleman named Jack Metzger. Mm-hmm. Who has a crazy shop in Cambridge, New York called Jack's Outback.
I know Jack very well.
Great. Well, I had heard about Jack, but I didn't realize when I was walking in the store what we were to encounter. And Jack has been assembling and rearranging and combining all kinds of historical objects and found objects in his shop, in addition to making his own kind of sculptural assemblages and forms. And so when we walked in that day, we said, oh, who's making this stuff? Yeah. And so we engaged in a conversation with him, found him charming and delightful and intriguing and kind of wild and wacky, and thought, well, let's work this into a show at the airport. We've often in our encounters have met artists whose work kind of crosses over that line between a kind of a folk practice or tradition or imagery, and but yet who are making work that is current and about personal current topics and issues. So that's where the show came about.
So when you look, and let's just take Jack's work as an example, Kathy, of how these are individual objects, but obviously we're looking at them as a whole. We're looking at them of how they're collected.
Well, if you've been to Jack's shop, you see that the whole shop is really an installation in and of itself. And so in the exhibition, we have not so much recreated the shop, but taken a collection of his assemblages.
There's not nearly enough stuff in here to recreate the shop. I'm sorry. That is not. Because you feel like the stuff is going to come and grab you when you're in the store.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think you get a sense of that in this installation as well. There are bocce balls that are coming out of tubes, metal tubes, and there are paint sticks hanging off of a beautiful old wooden object. Mm-hmm. And there are things that would not normally be associated that he's created associations for the viewer. And as Sharon said, it's a very curious kind of a collection.
Talk to me about Matt LaFleur.
Well, Matt LaFleur is another artist who we featured his work in an exhibition several years ago called Keeping Time. And it was about how your childhood and your growing up and in early influences had a direct impact on the way you make your art. We went to visit Matt in Taberton, New York in January in this epic winter where there must have been 3 feet of snow on the ground. We were driving down this narrower and narrower and narrow descending path and came upon a little settlement of sorts of about six red-sided hickory cabins that his great-grandfather had made, and he grew up there, and his father grew up there, and his grandfather grew up there. And we entered another completely enchanting place and almost seeming like another time. But here's Matt, who is a young artist who is trained as a fine artist, but his work involves... he's also a chimney sweep during the day.
Yeah.
So in most of his work, he has this iconic shaker stove and always wood. And he makes beautiful, minimal kind of constructed pieces out of wood that also refer to contemporary artists' works, minimal artists' works, and of such as like Ellsworth Kelly or Dan Flavin. So he is he's done an installation at the airport where you come in and you basically see this little setup that could look like a room down in this place, but it's clearly has some other visual content there that is referencing our contemporary art.
Right, a modern element.
Yeah.
Including the lighting in the back, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is backlighting the entire installation?
Yes, yes. He also paints on the exterior, and the piece is called Gift World, which is, Kathy, you could talk a little bit more about its reference to the shaker. Well, he said, you know, the shaker, kind of everything is a gift. The life is a gift. And so that's, he had said that, you know, for him, this piece is kind of referencing that. And then on the exterior of the installation are three large wooden, again, very highly saturated, beautiful wooden pieces, but kind of resemble gift tags.
Yeah.
Well, I won't say too much more.
It's beautiful, beautiful stuff. So, and then you have, and it's hard to get, obviously, in the time we have to get to every artist. But then there is, there are paintings as well from a few artists that are up with, which are relatively small paintings that are grouped together with very unusual, interesting subject matters.
You're probably talking about Steve Rain,
yes,
perhaps, and Giselle Potter.
Yes.
They're two of the more figurative representational painters in the exhibition. Steve makes his paintings based on photographs that he's found, old vintage photographs like the ones that you might find in someone's estate sale or basement. And the subject matter is often just so quirky and funny and mysterious. And so he recreates these scenarios on found wood panels. And then Giselle Potter is, she's primarily an illustrator and has illustrated many children's books. And her paintings have a kind of a flat, almost a naive quality to them, but they also capture a tremendous amount of human spirit, and she captures these wonderful little theatrical kind of scenes in her work.
There's also, I want to quickly talk about Nancy Natal, who has some, I mean, this is probably the most, well, I'll let you say this, but it seems to me to be the most modern, really.
Well,
or,
also,
or contemporary.
Also, you know, they're very quilt-like in their construction and grid-like patterns.
Yes.
They're monochrome, you know, different color.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah, they're beautiful pieces that are actually cut and assembled pieces from some of her collage work, from spines of books, from pieces of music. So there, upon closer inspection, there are some there's some words that you can collect from the pieces. But then there are also
one of the words.
There was some
cheese it.
Oh, right. Okay, you saw that.
There's a piece that is made.
It's called Postmortem.
Largely from Cheez-It boxes, and we just thought it was.
That's
really
why I love Nancy
funny.
And her work. Yeah, yes. Very good
she
stuff.
You know, so you know.
Yes.
Oh, great, great. Yeah. And they're tacked together instead of with stitches, more with little tacks, and then the surface is this lovely encaustic that, we just thought they were, visually pretty stunning. So we're very excited about the work in the show.
When I want to get back to what you were saying, Sharon, about the mission of what you're trying to do. And that is because if there's one thing that is a guiding force, it is to reflect the region that people are coming into. And that's, I would assume, pretty much the only thing that restricts you in what you put up as exhibitions.
Well, that and certain content, of course, because we're a public space. But yes, our mission primarily.
Well, I've seen some pretty cool. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know.
You can push it a little bit.
Some
sure.
content we have to stay away from at the airport. But generally, and this is really speaks to the vitality of our region. We've been doing this coming on 18 years.
Yep.
And primarily the artists in the show are all, living and working within the airport service area, which includes Western Vermont and Massachusetts. There's a lot of artists who live up here, have some connection up here, teach up here, who also have a practice in Manhattan. So, we are, our pool is far reaching, but yeah, that is our primary mission with the program. So it's still exciting for us to find artists who we haven't exhibited up to this point. And some artists have been in more than one exhibition, depending on the content of their work.
It's a beautiful space and a beautiful exhibition. It's Folk Modern. It's going to be on display at the Albany International Airport through May 8th. 2016. A public reception will take place tomorrow at 5:30. And I have a URL here, but it's long. So the easiest way to find you is
albanyairport.com.
Okay.
Go onto the airport guide, and there's a link, a little bit more information about this
gallery.
Particular exhibition.
Yeah. Okay, which is Folk Modern on display through May 8th. And again, the reception happening tomorrow night at 5:30. Sharon Bates is director of art. Try it again. Sharon Bates is director of the Arts and Culture Program at the Albany International Airport. Kathy Greenwood is curatorial assistant of that program at Albany International Airport. It is a great pleasure to have both of you with us. Thank you very much, and best of luck with the exhibit and future exhibitions as well.
Thank you, and thanks for having us.
Always great to have you here. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.